In a blow to Australia's medal chances in the Commonwealth Games, the ABC understands champion hurdler Sally Pearson will shortly be announcing a decision to pull out. Pearson's called a media conference with the Australian team doctor this afternoon, but we already know she's been suffering from an Achilles injury. For the latest, I spoke to ABC reporter Neil Cross, who's covering the Commonwealth Games on the Gold Coast.
Well, at this stage, Thomas, it's just a little unconfirmed, but we believe, and I'm pretty certain, that Sally's going to pull out of the Commonwealth Games with an Achilles injury, and we'll expect to get confirmation at lunchtime, but she's holding a press conference, and look, to be quite honest, it couldn't possibly be anything else. She's had a problem leading in with her Achilles, and there were thoughts that that might prevent her from competing.
So a press conference has been announced about this, but how do we know this information at the moment?
We've had some information come to us from people around the Australian team without it actually being confirmed. So at the moment, it seems like that's going to be the case with Sally Pearson. And look, as I say, she's had an Achilles injury. It's become obvious in the last month or so that it could be something that would keep her from running. She's not due, or at least the 100-metre hurdles final isn't until late in the Games. So for her to call this now, you would think that it would have to be because of the Achilles and that she would pull out of the Commonwealth Games.
So assuming that's the case, was this an expected decision to be made by Sally Pearson?
In the last month, I think she has released the information that she's had a little bit of Achilles soreness. It seems like through her training, and she's had some competitions in the past month or so leading into the Games, it seems that that has flared rather worse than what was initially thought it would be. And look, to be honest, it's not the first time that Sally Pearson has had combinations of bad luck or controversy involving the Commonwealth Games, involving her career. If we hark back to Melbourne in 2006, she was in the hurdles final and she tripped, and that cost her any chance of a medal. We go to the 2010 Commonwealth Games in Delhi, and she was in the 100-metre sprint, so the flat sprint, in addition to the hurdles. And in the 100 metres, she had a false start, but was allowed to line up for a restart, and eventually she got through. But there was a protest on that, and then, yeah, it was absolutely controversial. And then just a few nights later, she went on to win the 100 metres hurdles final. So it has surrounded her. But of course, you know, she's had a great career, and she won the Olympic gold medal in London in 2012 in the 100 metre hurdles. And at that stage, she was heading into the hurdles at final at London. I think she'd won 32 from 34 starts, so she was in the form of her life. And she's regained that form recently as last year's World Championships, when she won the gold medal again in London. So look, she's had a great career, but it has been marred by some injuries and a touch of controversy. And look, you could just add her bad luck as well in the Commonwealth Games to what seems is going to take place today.
And given that form, though, that you've mentioned in recent times, surely this doesn't mark the end of her career?
Well, I don't know whether, I obviously can't say for sure whether she will continue on, but she is 31 years of age, which for an athlete, that's getting towards the end of their career. Look, that's for her. I mean, it could be the Achilles is a major issue ongoing and she might decide to retire. I'm not saying she is going to retire, just that, look, it has been a great career. She's a two-time world champion. As I said, she's the 2012 Olympic champion. She has represented Australia with absolute dignity, but yeah, she is coming to the end of her career. And I know she was really, obviously she's a Gold Coast resident, she was really keen to perform in front of her home crowd at these Commonwealth Games, and she'll be no doubt devastated that she, if she has to indeed pull out.
And her event is, of course, the 100 metre hurdles. What does this mean for Australia's medal chances in that event?
Well, look, the bottom line is Sally Pearson was our one athlete who could win the 100 metre hurdles, I think. I don't think there's another one who's really going to challenge for the gold medal or indeed for the medals. Our hopes were on Sally Pearson, so that's one event. Of course, we'll win plenty of gold medals. I think it was 49 was the count at the last Games in Glasgow. So there are obviously going to be plenty of golds for Australia, but I don't think there'll be any gold for Sally Pearson.
ABC reporter Neil Cross on the Gold Coast covering the Commonwealth Games.